This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, we're launching into the third hour of the program as total lockdown going into place in New Jersey. We told you about the dirty details just a few moments ago with you tonight. It's Ian.
And the captain.
If you're just tuning in, there's, of course, as you know, really nothing else to talk about. I'm sure there's other things happening in the world, but it's hard to know what they are because all the news is about this. This is the thing, this COVID-19 coronavirus thing. And the insane authoritarian response to it is what needs to be talked about more than anything. Not, you know, methods on how to protect yourself or whatever, because honestly, I'm not convinced that there's even much of a threat at all.
Yeah.
But the government certainly wants you to believe that there is, so you will hand over all of your liberties to these people as they destroy your business, as they destroy your livelihood, all in the name of supposedly keeping you safe.
It sickens my heart to see the overt compliance without any,
no question,
even grumbling. Like nobody even
there's
like
grumbling.
Nobody even went no for a second. There was like maybe two things that came
nobody
across
said,
our radar.
Make me.
Yeah.
No one said make me, except for this bar in Westwood, according to Cincinnati. Let me get back to Jim, though, because Jim had called from Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA, and he asked the right question, which is, when is it going to be time for business owners to stand up to this stuff and say, hey, look, this is my livelihood.
Yeah.
These are my employees. It's my responsibility to take care of my customers and my employees and stay open for anybody that wants to come in. If somebody wants to take a risk, then they should be welcome at a business that's willing to allow them to take that risk. Instead, they're just going to get bled dry as, you know, the business just disappears because people are being so cowed by these government mandates. Jim, you're really frustrated by this. I'm totally with you. You mentioned that Charleston, where you live, is a city that's got a lot of the hospitality industry, so it's being devastated right now.
It's being smoked. I mean, they can't stand another weekend like this, especially it's getting nice down here. You know, 80 mm-hmm. degrees and sunny. People are
right,
out.
People want to go out.
People want to go out. And they're playing emotional games with people. Like, the virus is the government response. Like, people are hoarding toilet paper and chicken, not because they think a virus is going to kill them, because they don't think society's going to hold with what government's doing.
It's
How
true.
Long is it going to, like, I had a buddy, I'm a big proponent of the Second Amendment. I always have been. Shotguns before I swung a baseball bat as a kid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm well-armed. And my friend today said, can you take me to the armory today? Guess what? You can't even get the armory. You have to order it online and go pick it up. So now people are freaking out.
Wow.
And there's a run on ammo and everything else. And I'm like, this is not – and it's a negative feedback loop that, like, you know, I'm not a Trump guy necessarily, but – you look at him questions and the questions that are thrown at him, like, there are 200 dead. What are you going to say to the Americans out there? Like, what do you want, a white knight to come riding in? Like, what are you going to, you're going to sit in your house all day and be afraid? Like, to your point earlier, you know what? Let people go out and take a risk if they want. We lose 35,000 people on the roads every year.
That's right.
You know, we don't close the roads.
Right. A previous caller said he was going to go skydiving. I wonder how many people die skydiving annually.
Right. And then the argument is, well, we can predict that. I'm like, well, you can't predict life at all. You know how many – you tell the people that had the car accident and died that you could have predicted that.
Right.
The CDC, which is the government's agency, estimates that at least 12,000 people have died between October 1st, 2019 through February 1st of 2020 from influenza in the United States. The number of deaths may be as high as 30,000, so there's quite a range there. They also estimate that up to 31 million Americans, like a tenth of the population, may have caught the flu this season, with 210,000 to 370,000 of them hospitalized because of the virus. And no one has ever shut down society over
the flu,
over the tens of thousands of deaths from the flu.
Or, Or H1N1 in 2009 killed 4,000 Americans. You had 30 million infected. The S&P went up 25%. Like nothing happened.
Well, every election year, it seems there's a new disease that comes out and is supposed to be the next badass thing that, you know.
And like, to your guys' point earlier before the break, I think you said, you know, well, it's going to come back. So what, every 6 months we're going to go into hiding and just slam on the brakes? Like, this is actually really scary to me.
It's
like,
horrifying.
I'm always in agreement with you guys. But, like, I'm really on your side now.
But see,
I have to be honest with you.
Well, right. And the way was paved by people's obedience up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is what I was touching on earlier, was all these business owners got licenses in order to open their doors. And the reason why they did was because, one, they were told that's what they had to do. Two, they also know that men with guns are going to show up and, you know, shut their business down if they don't. So I don't blame people for doing this on the individual basis, but the aggregate of individuals making these choices to be obedient to the state structure has led us to where we are, which is to say that everybody has closed their doors when they were told to close their doors. And your question, Jim, is when is somebody going to say, you know what, this is my business, this is my life, and it's my lives of my customers and my employees. If you want to stay home, fine, but if you want to come out, we're going to have a band here on Friday night, we're going to do karaoke on Thursday night, and come on out.
Right. It's totally time for somebody to start saying no.
Yeah, great call, Jim.
Like, to your point, thank you.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate it. Westwood Bar. Let me just throw this headline, the brief summary out of what's happened to one business owner. Queen City Lounge, and I presume this is Cincinnati. Reports from WCPO, which is out of Cincinnati and Westwood, I suppose, is a suburb. Monday night, Queen City Lounge had 40 customers inside drinking and eating from a full buffet. On Tuesday afternoon, several arrests later, police boarded the place up. The Westwood Bar had continued to operate as usual despite Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's order that all restaurants and bars in the state of Ohio end their dine-in services to prevent the spread of COVID-19, Assistant Police Chief Paul Newdegate said Tuesday. It was more than a risk to patrons, he added, quote, now you're putting first responders at risk because we get the information they're open. There's 40-plus people inside. Who knows who may have already come into contact with COVID-19, and now our first responders are having to interact with these folks.
It's the first responders' job to put themselves at risk. It's their entire frickin' job.
Well, but he's saying now they've got to go and they have to go talk to and arrest these people, and that's putting the government agency at risk. Well, they could just be like, you know what? We're not going. They're under no obligation. Okay, so this cops lie. Yep. I'd like to point that out to anybody listening here, that cops lie, and they have the right to lie, and it is part of their jobs in a lot of cases to tell lies to try to get you to admit things and, like, convict you of stuff. So this cop is telling a lie. His first responders do not have to respond to that bar. When somebody calls and says the Queen City Lounge is open, they could be like, oh, well, you don't have to go there. Have a nice night.
Right. Hasn't the Supreme Court ruled time and time again that government employees, the police, have no obligation to protect citizens?
That's right. The chief, Assistant Chief Newdegate said, get this quote, it pains us to have to do this. It pains us that we are in these uncharted waters. This is new territory for your police department. Oh, the pain of these police officers. They were really hurting when they went in there and had to arrest multiple people from this bar. All they wanted to do was hang out, see some friends,
have a drink, no crime. They didn't have to do anything.
And now people are in handcuffs, and they literally, and by the way, not the police boarding the place up. There's an image here in the story showing a construction worker boarding, literally putting a large plank of wood over the front door of the business as police stand by with their hands on their guns and their, you know, hips watching.
Wouldn't want to get a sliver in those police hands.
Right. Oh, God. So this is, you know, this
shoot your dog, but they can't board up a business.
This is the fear, right? This is why people don't go up against the state, because they've got men with guns who will pain themselves as they go and arrest you and destroy your life. You are already going to have your business destroyed, which is honestly the argument to go ahead and open the doors up again.
That's what
because
I'm
if you're going to go under, then what have you really got to lose? Oh, no. Are they going to put you in jail?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you were being forced inside your own house anyway.
You've
so
already killed my business. Why should I comply?
At least now you get three hots and a cot out of the deal. But it is going to be interesting to see if this goes on anywhere else, if other businesses decide to start acting like free people. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Live Saturday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, store, earn, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe and only a swipe and exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat. Right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, DiviProject.org. We're going right back into your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want here. Robert is in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Robert.
How you guys doing? Love
good.
Your show.
Thanks.
I agree with a lot of your stuff, guys, that you're talking about.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm here in a tourist town like the guy in Charleston, and we've been hit really, really hard here. Our beach is still open. We do have some people on the beach here, but the businesses have taken a big hit. I mean, we're losing a lot of money.
Well, it would have been bad enough if people weren't traveling, and
right.
That's happening, right, where
right.
People are staying home. It would have been hard enough on these businesses, but now they're not even allowed to let people come in if they want to come in. Can't even do it.
Right. I know. Hey, I want to ask you a question about this. As far as cryptocurrency goes, digital
sure.
assets, I have millions. I've been buying for 3 years. I noticed last week the market, you know, the average was doing better compared to the stock market. It was up 15% or so. But I have a bunch of Ripple, V-Chain, Holochain, a lot of altcoins.
Mm-hmm.
If the central bank, if everybody tries to draw their money out of their bank accounts at one time, now couldn't the central bank freeze everybody's accounts like they've done, like other central banks have done in other countries, and that would increase the demand for crypto for it to go up on that? Would you say that?
Maybe. I mean, that would be the crypto equivalent of a bank run, right? Normally we hear
right.
about bank runs, you know, when the stock market crashes and people go to the bank to take out their USD, their actual cash. And, of course, there's not enough cash in the world to do that, right? The amount of cash
right.
in the world is a very small, small, tiny amount compared to the amount of dollars that people transact in. So I don't know what the effect would be on the cryptocurrency price if there were to be a crypto run on the banks. If everybody just said, hey, I'm going to buy crypto, you know, all at the same time, it would be interesting to find out, though.
Hold on. Was that your question, or was your question if they froze people's bank accounts, would
if
that...
If they froze people's bank accounts. If they, for example, said if the central bank froze everyone's accounts like they've done
right,
in other countries in the past.
And I misunderstood.
That, that would definitely move people into cryptocurrency. And let me let me give you an example. Do you remember the situation in Greece and Cyprus a few years back?
Yes.
Several years back? There was a large demand for Bitcoin coming out of those places because the central banks were manipulating and meddling in people's accounts. Was it Cyprus that had the haircuts? I forget if it was Greece or Cyprus. One of those two places where they gave, you know, this is the nice terminology for stealing money from people. They call it a haircut when they come in and they steal half the money out of everyone's bank accounts.
Right.
Now, in the United States, that's not likely to happen. And the reason is in Greece and in Cyprus, they were using the European, the euro, right? So they can't just turn on the printing presses and print more euros. They
right.
don't have that ability. They're just essentially a client state of the European Central Bank in that case. But the United States has its own central bank, the Federal Reserve. And so rather than freezing people's accounts or giving them haircuts or whatever, they can just turn on the printing presses, which is how they did the $1.5 trillion that you mentioned earlier in the show here tonight, Captain Kickass. It's how they're going to do the $1,000 checks that they're going to hand out or whatever they end up being. They still, I don't think they've yet picked the arbitrary amount of money that they're going to hand out to people.
Right.
But in this case, they don't have to freeze accounts to acquire more funds. They just print it out.
Right.
And that's a...
deflate the dollar, yeah.
It'll inflate. It'll inflate the dollar. Is what that's inflation.
I'm sorry, yeah, inflation.
Because you're
inflation.
Adding more dollars to the money supply, which creates... So you got the same amount of products and services, or arguably fewer of them, but you've got
right.
you know X amount of products and services, and now you have more dollars chasing the same products. That's why you're going to see prices rise when that inflation happens, although some would argue that
right.
we're going to suffer deflation because of the other, you know, loss of so many products and services
right.
out there. But, yeah, they don't have
well,
to freeze your accounts.
Right. Crypto is decentralized and it's deflationary. So, you know, some people say it's liquid gold. But I guess, you know, it moves in tandem with the markets now. So, you know, we still have a ways to go, I think. I think eventually, because people, I was watching TV today, some places are not taking cash because it's dirty. They're considered cash to have viruses on it.
Right.
So they're
looking
at a credit card or something. So, you know.
It's time to start looking at, cryptocurrency is a touchless payment method, and it's truly touchless because payments, credit cards, you still touch the screen on the, you know, little device, you still touch the buttons. Right. If you got a debit card, you got to punch in your PIN number, so you're still touching the same thing that everybody who's came before you has been touching. It's maybe not as bad as cash to use a credit card or a debit card, but it's still, you're still touching everybody else's thing, whereas with cryptocurrency, you're just scanning a code from the merchant. It's completely touchless. The only thing you touch is your own smart device, which, of course, people are constantly touching their own smart device all the time.
Indeed,
but you don't have to pass it to you don't have to give it to the cashier,
right.
And you don't have to touch anything on the cashier's side. So this is something that could actually catch on, I think, now in a way that hasn't before. But, Robert, thanks for the call. Thanks for the questions tonight.
Well,
I appreciate it. Yep.
And I just want to point out, too, that currently the darknet markets are thriving.
Oh, wonderful.
This from Bitcoin.com. It says darknet markets
there, by the way.
Darknet markets keep shipping as shoppers shun the streets. These are strange times for crypto. While it's blood in the markets, it's business as usual on the darknet, where marketplaces are seeing a steady inflow of cryptocurrency. They're also seeing an inflow of new users as the repercussions of the coronavirus pandemic make online commerce the safest way to shop. So if you take lessons from Silk Road 1 and apply them to, well, just shopping for everyday goods, right? You base it on a reputation system. You find a supplier with a good at a price that you're willing to pay. You put your cryptocurrency in sort of an escrow purgatory of sorts. Mm-hmm. And once you receive the goods, the money is released. Everybody's happy. And you get what you want. And guess what? No government's telling you can't do it. And if they are, you can do it anyway.
Yeah, and we went earlier this week, I think, to look on a couple of the darknet markets to see, can you find toilet paper?
Readily available.
Yeah.
N95 masks
bunch totally available. You can get 1,000 of those, no problem.
Yeah, and at reasonable prices, too.
Yeah. Let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts. Joseph is in Norfolk, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Joseph.
Yeah, I wanted to mention there's a foundation for this that was put out in 2010, and it was sponsored by the Rockefeller Foundation, and it's a 54-page document, and it's called The Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development, and there's a scenario called Box Step, and it talks about the pandemic.
So they've been planning this for quite a while. Thanks for the heads up on that, Joseph. There's more coming up here. 855 450 free. We got more on the way. You can share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live and the Live Saturday edition.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he knows the coronavirus pandemic is causing financial hardships and help is coming.
Small businesses all across the country have made it clear if they're going to keep their lights on and keep their employees on payroll, they need help and they need it now. Americans who have already been laid off due to this crisis have made it clear they need help, and they need it now.
Congress is working on a $1 trillion relief bill, and they're hoping for Senate passage on Monday. And President Trump says kids across the country won't have to worry about those required end-of-the-year tests.
The Department of Education will not enforce standardized testing, which is another big deal, requirements for students in elementary through high school for the current school year. Not fair to do that.
Nearly 1 in 4 Americans now have orders to stay home. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial in toll free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian
and the Reverend Captain Kickin.
As we continue to bring you, well, mostly bad news, sadly, about this coronavirus lockdown madness that continues to spread, because that's what the real spread is.
Well, unless you're a cryptocurrency business on the and you have a presence on the dark web, apparently commerce is just cruising along as if nothing has happened.
And I love that, by the way. If you want to learn more about how to get on the dark web, I don't know where the best tutorial is, but I'm sure there's plenty of websites that will run you through it.
Get, like, your 12-year-old nephew to, hey, how do I get on the dark net? He'll tell you in, like, 10 minutes.
Right. A couple of the active sites I would recommend starting with dark.fail, dark.fail. That's a great links site that'll link you to a lot of the active, the darknet markets out there. That's a good starting point. You do have to have the Tor browser software, so you do need to start with getting Tor browser and then go to dark.fail. And again, find a tutorial. There's a lot of learning you need to do before you actually jump in there.
I'm sure there's some videos online if you Google it.
Yeah. All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number. If you want more businesses accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash and Dash, you can do that with AnyPay, which is the AnyPay Cash Register app. Great little app to allow local businesses, mom-and-pops, stores to accept cryptocurrency. And here's a great reason to, because now people, whether it's right or wrong, people are more interested in touchless payment solutions than they've ever been before. In fact, there's a story I had, again, we're not going to get to half the stuff we've got to talk about. But about business owners who are now no longer accepting cash as a result of coronavirus scares and only going with credit cards and debit cards. But even those still involve touching, as we were discussing earlier. AnyPay is how you can set up a touchless payment solution for your customers and accept cryptocurrency at the same time. You can get the AnyPay Cash Register app on the Google or Apple App Store. Get that set up. If you want to help your local businesses start with cryptocurrency, you need to learn AnyPay yourself if you want to become what they call an AnyPay ambassador. Because if you're an ambassador, if you get another business to get signed up, then you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. And I just want to be clear. This isn't multi-level marketing, okay? I'm not talking about sign up to that. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you as an ambassador for AnyPay. Kind of basically, you know, the sales guy, right? Yeah. You go around, you help a local business get set up with AnyPay, get them hooked up with the AnyPay Cash Register app. After you've installed it for yourself on your own device and set up your own account, tested it out so you know what you're doing, and of course you can contact AnyPay and let them know. So if you've brought a new business on in your area, you got to let AnyPay know over at AnyPayInc.com so they can connect your account with the business's account so you can get the ambassador income for that. That's AnyPayInc, AnyPayInc.com. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Roger is on the line in Wilmington, Delaware, listening to WILM. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, good evening. You spoke about a lack of upbeat information with the virus, and Thursday morning on my radio, I heard what I thought was some very good news, and I hope it's accurate, and I want to share it.
Okay, go ahead.
And it goes like this. Back towards the end of World War II, there were two pharmaceuticals that they came out with to help people with malaria. Mm-hmm. And it turns out, according to the information, if I heard it right, was that it's still readily available in pharmacies today. Maybe not in big quantities because you don't hear much about malaria. At least I don't. But on some very small samples, they've taken these two malaria products and used them off-label for stuff that they weren't intended for, and small samples, small tests or whatever. They've had very good luck with helping people with the virus. And I just think that's tremendous news.
So what is this malaria? You're saying the malaria drug somehow assists people who have the coronavirus?
That's correct.
And what does it do exactly for those people?
It was a national talk radio show, and they were interviewing somebody. And I didn't get on in the beginning to hear it all. But, yes, maybe wasn't a cure, but it improved the state of health
reducing the symptoms, reducing the difficulty that somebody might
yes,
be experiencing.
On small samples, they had got very, very favorable results by using these pharmaceuticals 75 years old for a different purpose. And,
very good.
The story went on to say that they were readily available these days and existing in pharmacies, even though the product is very, very old. And so it's generic. And so
it's cheap. This from the Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com. Doctors turn to malaria drugs as potential coronavirus treatment. Some studies of chloroquine and hydrochloroquine have shown early signs of improving symptoms, and manufacturers are donating drugs or looking to increase supplies. That's the headline from the Wall Street Journal, which just prevented me from reading the rest of their story.
Yeah, that's what they do. Hey, Roger, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Diane is on the line in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Go ahead, Diane.
Hi, I know you complained, and with good reason, about businesses and institutions not bucking the tide and refusing to go get with the lockdown program. But there are two churches I've read about, and one I actually heard the pastor interviewed on a talk show who is not complying with the orders, and he says he'll never comply.
Good.
And Oh, yeah, it's great. But what's really interesting is anytime I say good, because people are posting this, I get the virus shaming. Right. How can you see them?
Oh, you're such a horrible person for wanting people to stand up for their personal freedoms. How dare you?
Yeah, why don't you just do what you're told, Diane? Shut up and stay home.
Don't you go along to get along? Come on.
Well, the pastor made some really good arguments for why he should keep his church open, and people from all over the country are coming to worship at his church since they can't go to their local ones. He said, you either think it's an important thing to do or you don't. And it's just as important as going to Walmart or the beach as far as, you know, his parishioners are concerned.
Right. I mean, this has been a real attack against the freedom to assemble, and religions have been assembling for as long as they've been religions, and now they're being told they can't?
Oh, right. And in my particular services I go to, just think I'm nuts, because I said, well, who cares? I think it would be great to be they're not going to take you away and make you a martyr. And people just think I'm nuts.
Oh, they may take you away. I mean, they may raid, they may very well raid a church and do mass arrests. I mean, they shut down this restaurant in Cincinnati. Why wouldn't they do the same thing to a church?
You know, if for nothing more than to make a statement and show people that they will.
They're apparently clearing off the beaches in Miami Beach. I had a story about the spring breakers. At first, there was a headline that made it sound like they were continuing to have their spring break partying down there. But also, according to Yahoo News of the L.A. Times, the Miami Beach police are going in with loudspeakers and threats and literally, you know, clearing people off the beach.
Are they trying to play the brown note again?
Diane, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
And Diane, thanks for having the balls to stand up.
Well, she's speaking out at the very least.
Yeah. That's how it starts, right? Speak out.
Well, for now, we still have that freedom left. They haven't taken that one from us.
And what a more important time to use it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Speaking of the quarantine shaming, I was accused of being in a death cult because I have encouraged people to come out to tomorrow's libertarian gathering that happens every week here in
Keene. It's a death cult.
Because I said there'd be a special prize available for the 51st person
is it Kool-Aid?
Shows up. We'll see. This is not a bad idea. Captain, you should do that. More coming up, and we got one more segment to go. You're next. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if
you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you're already on the line. If you're not, you're probably not getting on tonight. But that's okay. We're live 7 nights a week. So if you don't get in tonight, you can always just call us tomorrow. We start the show at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time. Whether or not we are on your local radio station, because we're on a lot of great stations, but not all of them air us all 7 nights. So if you're not hearing us on your local station tomorrow, just call us anyway and talk anyway about the thing you wanted to, because we still have other people listening. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And the Captain.
Captain, your website is?
LCaptainKickass.com.
What will they find there?
I make funny.
We need more of that right now.
That's what I do. I make funny.
People need to laugh. They need to have something to amuse themselves with, because all the news is bad. It's all bad.
Before I was into actual music, I was listening to Dr. Demento as a kid on the Westwood One radio network on Sunday nights. My folks would send me to bed, and I would turn on my little tiny crappy Emerson boombox. I had the copper wire attached to the antenna to get better reception, etc., and so on. And I would listen to Dr. Demento. I got really into parody music, and just as a course of being a musician, I always had parodies running through my head, and then I just decided to start making them. So I'm a more vulgar version of Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah,
that is to say that I do cuss in most of my things.
But you don't play the accordion.
I do not play the accordion either. Right? It's true. Yeah. But I will be mellow when I'm dead.
But you do play guitar.
I do. It's true.
So check him out, lcaptainkickass.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts here, right up next, we go to Peter. He is in one of the lockdown states out in California. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to give you my experience of the so-called lockdown here in California.
Yeah. Where are you, by the way, in California?
I am in central California, a town called Tehachapi, up by Bakersfield, California.
Okay.
And my experience in this small town hasn't really been locked down. Like right now, I could go down and have dinner at a restaurant locally.
What?
I actually went last night, picked up a couple tacos for my wife, and there was people in there dining. I could go right now and have dinner in there
and sit down and eat the meal there.
Are they violating the governor's order in that particular case? Because if so, that's awesome.
I would have. I would imagine, yeah. And I'm actually for that because business owners who are on the ragged edge.
Absolutely.
They got to stay up or they got to close their doors.
That's fantastic. I'm really glad to hear that there are, you know, little cases of that happening out there.
We need more.
Absolutely. And I'll tell, the way I'm going into it, I kind of feel the same way you guys are. There's a cold virus floating around. 54 years old. I'm not real worried about it. You know, I come home, wash my hands. I'm still going out and functioning, going to the store, and I still go out and get my exercise. And but I'll tell you what I have seen, people in California are losing their minds. Stores are empty. People here have just lost their minds cleaning out, you know, 6 months of toilet paper stored up. And people here have gone crazy. I think in another 2-3 weeks, though, it'll be a normal event. People are going to get back to normal.
You think so?
My life has. Go ahead.
I said, you think so? I appreciate the optimism. I really do.
Absolutely. It hasn't changed my life at all. Only thing that has changed for me, and it's been positive, there's no one in town because everybody's staying home, hunkering down. Shoot, I love it.
Peter, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue. We've got
anti-social distancing.
Jeff is in Daytona Beach, Florida, listening to WNDB. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, hi. Thanks for having me on, guys.
My pleasure.
Are you enjoying the festive government-mandated pandemic?
Today I was at the library and they said that's the last day the library's going to be open, so they took that away from me.
Jesus. No more reading allowed. You can't do that.
No.
The pandemic here is actually the government. That's the thing that's widespread. That's the concept
that
is out there that is ruining people's lives. It's destroying freedom.
Destroying the economy. Yep. Ruining people's businesses.
Jeff, what do you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, when the small countries in like South America start printing money like crazy and they get into what's called hyperinflation and then the money starts to become worthless, you know, and then the people say it's not worth the paper it's printed on. Well, so our money now is being inflated, so they're printing more and more of it. A lot of it. And then on the dichotomy with this is toilet paper is becoming rarer and rarer. So I think that toilet paper is going to become the currency of our country.
Dude, that ties right in with my idea about making an Ethereum token that's tied directly to the cost of one square of toilet paper. That's great.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you say that. I thought I was original.
Oh, it was a couple of nights ago, so you probably didn't hear it. That's why I wanted to say it again. But, yeah, that is perfect. Toilet paper, how many rolls for your daughter? Your daughter is very beautiful. How many rolls?
And one other quick thought was the homeless people, and I guess it was San Francisco, they closed up first. And it's supposed to be like tens of thousands of homeless people there. So when they say to the homeless people, you're violating the law, go home. Where do they go? I mean, they're all
right. Yeah. Yeah, like I'm already there, man.
Right, and then how are they going to start arresting people? Yeah, how are they going to start? What are they going to do when the people, like all the teenagers who are in high school and they're furloughed, start going on the streets in New York? Are they going to arrest them? Where are they going to bring them? What are they going to? It's crazy.
That's the thing. I mean, the reason why government is so effective at controlling people is because most people are willing to do what they're told. As soon as you get 1%. Of the population is like, you know what? We're going outside. We're going to open our business. We're going to go eat somewhere. We're going to go do. If you got 1% of the population, you have 5%. You've got a revolution on your hands or whatever, right? If enough people were to just go out and hit the streets, they don't have enough jail space to put everybody away, and they can't build them fast enough. So that's really what the key is people to go out and disobey and act like free people, and then they lose control. And then there's nothing that they can do about it because the odds that they're going to start spraying a crowd of, you know, spring breakers with bullets are very, very, very thin. Now, Jeff, you're in Daytona Beach. I do have a story here tonight we're not going to get into, but it's all about how spring break is like trying to be eliminated by the government out in Florida. Is Daytona Beach kind of a spring breaker town typically? Are there parties on the beach by, you know, 20-somethings?
Yes, quite a few of them. It used to be bigger, but now it's still extremely popular.
What's happening now?
Well, what I didn't go out there, but what I heard was they were closing all the bars and basically telling these people to go home and close the beaches and all that. And I guess like being, you know, the people are just leaving. But usually because it's the end of the week, you know, when you get into Friday and Saturday, that's when the people that have been here for a week leave, and then the new people aren't coming in, I guess, because they've been told everything's closed.
I see.
But a lot of people were here for spring break, and they're just, like, wandering aimlessly. And I've seen, like, oh, there's some spring breakers over there. And then we were in a restaurant here called Panera, and they just a bunch of them would come in around dinner time, and then recently they closed that. Now you can only go in to have something taken out.
Right.
Right, so it's really a mess, and it only takes 3% of the, according to history, it only takes 3% of any population to overthrow and start a revolution.
Thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. I appreciate the scoop there from down in Florida, where spring break has basically been broken up. And
well, there's businesses whose entire, you know, financial year is based off spring break. Just like some businesses, you know, Christmas is their big thing, or the Irish pub I talked about earlier. That's their Christmas. You know what I mean?
Right. And you know, when the police show up and they got their loudspeakers and they got their, you know, their trucks or whatever, their dogs or whatever, you know, whatever level of force they show up with on the beach, most people will do what they're told. But if you got 500 people partying on, you know, Daytona Beach and 50 cops show up,
right,
there's not enough of them to get rid of 500 people.
Right.
And I just don't think, and now look, I understand the police are violent and they're willing to use violence, and they will try to make arrests, no doubt about it, but I just don't see them bringing out the machine guns to gun down, you know, the spring breakers, right?
A bunch of folks in bathing suits.
Yeah, they can't be seen as worse than, at least publicly, we know they're worse, but they can't be seen as being worse than, like, the COVID-19 thing.
Right, and like the cops couldn't even, you know, like plant a gun on, oh, did she have that in her bikini top? Was she hiding that large gun?
Let's go to JT. He's in Western Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, JT.
Yeah, I'm calling about the way that the judicial system works in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. The way that it works is that you go in front of a district magistrate. Well, in this part of the state, Western Pennsylvania, all the district magistrate offices are closed. So therefore, if you are brought up on a criminal charge, you cannot be arraigned. Also,
so are they keeping people in? Hold on, are they keeping people in jail pending arraignment?
Yeah, I would imagine yes, because you can't be arraigned.
Or are they cutting people loose with PR bail? And I wish we had more time to talk to you about it, JT, but unfortunately we are out of time. If you didn't get on tonight, accept my apologies, but we will be back tomorrow, and you can call in then, and the next day, and after that, because we're still here.
Good night, everybody.
They haven't raided our studio and arrested us all yet for speaking out against this nonsense crackdown on freedom. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.